Manuscript Releases, Volume 17, Mr. Number 1259. Earnest Effort Needed in the Corenbaum Maitland Newcastle Area, Audio. Be careful how you move. The last move you made in reference to your boat resulted in injury to yourself. Your course of action must not be a temptation to those who would excuse their neglect of the field where you have worked so hard. Do not give them a semblance of excuse for selfishness and hard-heartedness. Do not lay a stumbling block in their path. This is the work of the enemy, and he is a wonderfully skillful worker. You are now to seek the Lord as never before. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. Hebrews 12 verse 13. My son, do not become discouraged. Look to Jesus, and trust in him. Keep the eye single to the glory of God. Hide self in God. Do not, I beseech of you, participate in this mania for illustrations. If you will depend upon God and walk humbly before him, he will be your helper and your God. The Holy Spirit is freely bestowed upon every soul who will exercise faith in God. Edson and Emma, you are very precious to me, but you are even more precious to the one who gave his life for you. Walk before God, and be ye perfect. See Genesis 17 verse 1. I sometimes think it may not be long before I lay off the armor, but I am not concerned about this matter. I want to work while life lasts. I see a great work to be done near where we are located. In the city of Maitland, a beautiful place 27 miles from Corenbaum, our next New South Wales camp meeting will be held. The roads to Maitland are steep and mountainous, but they are being improved, and will soon be quite passable. At the close of our camp meeting in Toowoomba, Queensland, and in Maitland, meetings will be carried on in Newcastle, where a neat house of worship has been built. Hamilton is a large suburb of Newcastle. Adamstown and Lanton, suburbs of the same city, are waiting to be worked. Mr. Arnott, the manufacturer of the Arnott's biscuits, or crackers, resides in Lanton. The homes of many of the wealthy